This show was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Kanepes, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air.
This is Bree from the Rainbow Perspective. In the studio with me today is a wonderful lady by the name of Leslie Leach. We're going to be speaking in a minute. I'd like to thank all the people who are supporting the Rainbow Perspective page and are listening to these podcasts. We are trying very hard to create a new paradigm in our community and bridge many gaps that appear to be there. One of our enterprises currently is that we are putting a working group together so that we can plan to establish a cafe and arts and event centre in the Hawke's Bay. There is quite significant interest so far. I invite any members of the greater community, CIS or Rainbow, to come forward if they are willing to assist us in getting this off the ground. Thank you. Now, Leslie, you have a wonderful business called Raspberry Beret. Can you tell us a little bit about how that started and how it went?
Yes. So I started Raspberry Beret 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the corporate world all my life, all my working life, and always had a passion for style. And in fact, I've taken a lot of my inspiration from my grandmother, who was incredibly elegant, and there was always a dress for every occasion, and my father, who had very high standards about dress and what one should wear. So, and I'd always been stylish myself. Or I thought so anyway, and always been interested in fashion. And then when I hit my 50s, I looked in the mirror one day and didn't like what I saw and felt very uncomfortable mm-hmm. about where I'd got to and struggled to look in the mirror each day. And so I took myself in hand first. And I took redundancy from my job. I decided to pay attention to myself. And I went on a regime to get healthy, and I decided that helping women and men to feel more confident and comfortable with themselves and to dress in a way that gives them purpose and joy every day was my raison d'etre. So I started Raspberry Beret, and I took the name from the Prince song, Raspberry Beret. It's all about a girl he meets who buys her beret from the second-hand store. I'm a great believer in sustainability. And I tell you, if there's a door that says in and a door that says out, she'll go in the out door. And that's basically where I started.
What a wonderful story.
Thank you.
You certainly are a walking example of style from the experience I've had knowing you. Can you tell us a little bit about your perspective of what style actually is?
Yes, for me, style is 80% self-confidence and 20% attitude. and, you know, I think in the world we live in today where social media or the media in general can create a false image of what style is, it sets some good images but also some false images about style. And there's a lot of bullying in media and in the street. And so for me, it is about feeling confident with yourself. You know, what you wear is often an embodiment of how you feel about yourself as an individual. So when I work with my clients, I want to help them find themselves and find style that works for them. Because style is what you make of the clothes. Mm. We buy the clothes, we make and create the style, and that can be for everybody.
When you transition, there is a significant, especially when you're older like I am, need to establish yourself in so many different aspects of living, practical living, as much as anything else. I must admit that I was particularly challenged, being colourblind and styleless at the time, and making a connection with you has been a great celebration in my life. Can you tell us a little bit about what sort of things influence our style choices? Mm-hmm. You know, people these days are, as you've just said, very much inflicted with, and it is imposed upon us in such a dramatic and inescapable way that we almost feel like we're being herded into wear these clothes, wear those shoes, take this style of makeup. How do you see all of that?
Yeah. I take it as it is, and I don't mean that glibly, but I absorb all of that and I take my references from what is going on out there, because that's what we'll find when we go shopping for clothes in the main, unless we go for pre-loved, and then there's a little bit more options, a few more options in that regard. So first of all, it's accepting that's what it is, that's the world we live in, but also it's about listening to my client. That's the most important thing. It's about honouring how each person comes to me and what that means for them. So my job is to listen to them and to observe them and to help them accept who they are. And that's the start point, really. And then really to look at what they already have in their wardrobe, because it's not necessarily about throwing out everything, but it's about saying, what's your start point? Okay, let me show you how clothes drape on your body, how colours interact with your colouring, and show you how you can select from what you already have, put together items that work together, and start to develop that style for you, and keep talking and keep experimenting. So I think that's, in essence, how I approach it.
Yes, it's very interesting. I've been through this exercise with you and am continuing to do so. And it is quite remarkable that you have presented me with combinations and colour choices that I've either consciously or subconsciously shied away from, or would never have engaged or imagined would work. And the freedom of knowing that I can walk into my wardrobe, or not quite walk into it, but, you know, it's becoming more extensive too, yeah. I have to admit, and go, well, I know that works with that and that works with that, but maybe I can put that with that, because you've already shown me colour ranges and styles that fit together. It's such a celebration. So from my perspective, what it means to have a stylist is that I have somebody that I can bounce off, somebody that I can trust, and I know that I've fulfilled a great deep trust in your capacities, to do my best when I step out the door. What does it mean from your perspective for somebody to have a stylist?
It's a really good question, and I think it means different things for different people, but ultimately, it's about taking time and honouring yourself as an individual and celebrating everything that you are, and taking and having a space to explore that that's really safe, totally safe. When I first saw you, I was approaching Roundabout, which is a pre-loved boutique in Ahuriri that supports Hawke's Bay Breast Cancer Trust. And I was walking into the shop and I caught sight of you, this tall, elegant woman, walking into the shop. And then you were introduced to me and you explained that you were in transition and that you wanted to find a stylist. And at first I felt nervous, a little, okay, so this is a new experience for me. And from that, we started to have a conversation, and it became very evident to me that this is about building trust. It is about me imparting my skills and knowledge and help with you, and to give you the space to explore. It's no different from any other client. But what is different is me being confident in myself and learning to listen to you.
Yeah. I know that many transgender women have perhaps floundered a little. Some of them are already blessed with style, and some of them have predisposition to a certain type of clothing range. I know that in my case, I was an open book, and when I walked into Roundabout that day and I saw you, the first thing, and I'm going to use the word gobsmacked, I saw this elegant, well, beautifully presented woman with who had confidence and style and grace. I don't want to sound stereotypical, but confidence, style, and grace are something that all human beings, I believe, ascribe to or hope to become. Mm. And I looked at you and I thought, there's the universe answering my call. And when we started working that day, it was a remarkable experience because I was challenged and amazed. So we met in Ahariri and we've worked, four times together. How have you found that process?
Yes.
How's it extended from your perspective?
Joyful.
Mm.
Challenging in a good way. And I guess that starts with one of the things that is important to me is that when I have conversations with my clients is that it's not the size on the label, it's the fit.
Mm.
And you are very tall. And I knew we were working with your current wardrobe, and then it's how you add to that wardrobe without it costing you an absolute fortune.
Mm.
But I think to start with, you welcomed me to your home. You opened yourself to me, and you were completely honest and upfront, and you embraced the whole idea of how we would work together. That doesn't mean it wasn't challenging for you, and there were times where we maybe had to take a break. but that was me just working with you to help you through that process. So you trusted me from the beginning, that was evident. You embraced the opportunity, and that's all I can ask, really. But you also asked me lots of questions, and you were interested in the process, and you wanted to find a solution. You wanted to develop your style. So for me, it's been a really fantastic journey. And added to which, once we'd created that basic wardrobe, you then entrusted in me the opportunity to source other items of clothing for you from the pre-love market. And that was great because I love doing that because it really brings uniqueness to our wardrobes. When we source items that are pre-loved, they become ours.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me to develop my understanding and appreciation, because I've always said, look, you know, it's not about the size on the label, it's about the fit. I've always said I'm in size inclusive, and that, you know, that's from a size 6 to a size 26. Working with you at a size 16 to 18, if you don't mind me saying.
No, not at all. I'm actually quite proud of it.
Yeah. Is so, how do I look for those clothes? How do I challenge the retail market and the pre-love market to say, well, where are these clothes?
Mm.
So it's been a real learning experience for me, and learning to be in the space with you in your time of transition. It's helped me too.
Ever grateful that the powers that be brought us together. I know that before I met you, one of these emotional moments, I was an online shopper. Occasionally I would reach out and find some confidence and walk into a store. But up until that point, I was very unsure and very insecure about what my wardrobe actually really was. And it was beautiful that when you walked in and you looked through, you gave me confidence that I'd made some good choices, because you were able to take the things that were in my wardrobe and put them together in a different way, which is validating. And validation, especially in these circumstances or when you're coming out in any way into gender identity differences, having the confidence is not just about saying, okay, I'm going to step out the door today. It's, am I stepping out the door with the right frame of mind? You have, and I celebrate this, contributed to that with significant success. So helping people to show themselves through their clothes, helping them to find that confidence, how does that work?
Gosh, yeah. I believe it does start with an attitude of mind.
Mm.
From both the client and me as the stylist. So it's, who is this person?
Mm.
You know, I'm not here just to dress that person in clothes or help them to dress. It is about finding the colour palette. So one of the biggest things we can do for ourselves to gain confidence is to find the colours that work for us. Mm-hmm. That when we look in the mirror, we those colours bring light to our skin and make our eyes shine.
Mm.
And how colours, when you put them together, make such a difference. So that's the first thing. The second thing is encouraging you to look in the mirror and to see and to say, this is me. And shapes and styles can create illusion, can change perspective and proportion. Mm. Ultimately, your body is your body. Mm. And growing in confidence that that is how it is and accepting that our bodies are changing from the moment we are born.
Mm.
And weight gain, weight loss, aging, surgery will all change that. And so it starts with gaining that confidence and looking in the mirror and seeing who you are. And then I can show you how to take those colours and those shapes to create a silhouette. When you look in the mirror and you put those clothes together as an outfit, if you like, that is cohesive, you will start to gain confidence because what you see makes the eyes, oh yeah, that looks good together. Mm-hmm. And that gives us confidence. So I think those are the sort of building blocks, really. And then it's going with you shopping, as we have been into retail stores together, and being confident alongside you.
Mm. Learning how to do makeup was one of the biggest challenges for me, and I always knew that whenever I stepped out the door, regardless of what I was wearing, I would always look a little better, a little bit more refined, a little bit more elegant, stylish if I did my makeup well, and I've worked on that. So there was always a little bit of a shine that came from within your heart and shines through your eyes when you do that. And then when I started to experiment with some significant success, thankfully, with you in regards to wardrobe, it just amplified that shine so much. And I wanted to interview today one of my most trusted confidants and friends, because you have an influence in my life which is extremely important. And I think people say, oh, you know, clothing doesn't make the person, but it really does help accentuate the person, especially when they're growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you've done for me. And I want to encourage my fellow rainbow people, in fact, all people listening to this broadcast, to look at themselves and say, maybe, just maybe, something like this might make a difference in my life.
Mm.
And what harm can it do? So from that point of view, how do people get hold of you? Because we've had this wonderful discussion, we've espoused all these wonderful things,
yes. But
we need you out in the community. So how do they get hold of Leslie Leach from Raspberry Beret?
So I guess you could contact me by telephone,
mm-hmm.
on 021-323-152. You can check out my website, which is raspberryberet.co.nz.
Mm-hmm.
You can send me a message and say, can we just have a chat? I can meet up with you, and you can get me online. So you can find me through Instagram and through Facebook, through Raspberry Beret. Mm-hmm. I have a number of services, including an online course.
Oh, wow. That would be fun.
Which I've just started.
Sure.
And it's an opportunity for people who may be elsewhere in the country who don't live in Hawke's Bay or cannot leave their home for whatever reason and may want to embark upon a style journey, and they can jump online and express interest in my online program. So there's lots of ways to get in touch with me. I also write for a local magazine called Living Hawke's Bay.
Oh, wow.
Every quarter.
Yeah.
The most recent one has just been published, the winter edition, and it's all about colour. And the next edition is about, you know, it's not the size on the label.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many ways to contact me. And I'd love to hear from you, because, you know, style is important. It is about how we feel about ourselves. Mm. And when we put on clothes that make us feel good, wherever we are in life's journey, we will step out with a different attitude.
You use the terms 20% and 80%, and it's quite an interesting balance, because I look at that a bit like the capacities of a lever in physics, where it takes a small change, the 20% clothing, to make a huge change sometimes when nothing else works in a person's life. And I know that you, even in your new online course, you were telling me that you've had some extremely interesting results and some challenges. Are you able to share just a little bit more about that?
Yes. You know, working with individuals who are already expressing that they have concerns about their own body, and they've stopped looking in the mirror, and they've become frumpy, and they've lost themselves. A lady who is over 6 foot tall, and she says, when I step out of the house, I walk along the side, the pavement, with my head down. I don't want to be seen. And yet she's come to me, and I feel a huge amount of, I feel very humble for that. And I'm working with her to help her discover herself and to put her head up and look in the mirror. And that's what I'd like to do with that particular individual. She's made the first step, which is incredibly courageous. Yeah. And my job, along with myself and with the course delegates, is to help her find her confidence and put her head up.
Well, I can attest to that again, because at 6 foot, as you've alluded several times, when you add 3 inches of heels and a lot of colour, when it fits together, you feel like you can walk down the street with your head held high. And I've done exactly as you've described many times. Leslie, you're a godsend in my life, and I believe that you are able to be a godsend in others. I want to thank you very, very much for joining me today in the studio here. And I'd like to once again encourage everybody that's listening to The Rainbow Perspective, if you want to try something new, if you want to make your life a little bit more snappy, or just get some confidence where you are lacking, give Leslie a call. She's wonderful, she's friendly, she's kind, and she's very understanding. So Leslie Leach from Raspberry Beret, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
This show was produced by Amphis Broadcast on Radio Canepers, Hawke's Bay's community access radio station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for enabling us to put Hawke's Bay voices on air.